You're not their keeper. Okay, we're on page 852. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. 21:21. Okay. Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, the Eden sent messengers, El Sichem Melech HaAmeri, to Sichem the King of Amiri, Lamed. Now, Sichem and Oeg, as we'll soon learn, and this is the end of this parsha, Sichem and Oeg were hired by the Goyim of the 31 nations to protect and stop the Jews from going into the land. Everybody, like it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Nameigul Kol Yeshvi Chinon, all the people of Canaan were scared of what's going on. So they hired Sichem and Oeg to make sure that the Jews aren't going to get through. So the Jews sent a letter to Sichem and Oeg, because now they had to go through the land of Sichem and Oeg to go into the Yarden. And they said, all they asked was, Ebra ve'artzecha, let us go through your land. Leinita besodu bekerem, we're not going to turn off the field of the vineyard. Leinishta me be'ed, we won't drink the water from the be'ed. B'derech ha'melech nelech, we're going to go on the highway, meaning we're not going to bother you in any way. Ada shenavig v'lech until we pass your land. So basically the Jews are telling him, let us just go now. Here there's a few things. Another place, don't tell me you're cold.
No, I'm pulling my sleeves down.
Right? No, I thought you're freezing because you're closing windows. Okay, Rashi asks a question over here. One place it says, here it says, v'yishlach Yisrael malachim. Another place, Moshe Rabbeinu sent, I sent. Or another pasuk it says, Moshe Rabbeinu sent. And then we find Rashi quotes also by Yiftach, one pasuk it says, Yishlach Yisrael. And so, obviously, what does it mean? So Rashi brings down, Shemesha hu Yisrael, v'Yisrael hei Mesha. The Jews are Mesha, Mesha is the Jews. Lemelach shenasi ador, this is what Rashi says, k'chol ador, the head of the Jewish nation is like the whole nation. Shanasi hu akol, the leader is everybody. So therefore, Rashi answers the contradiction very simply. Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to all the Jews. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu sent, the Yidden sent. One pasuk tells us Yisrael sent. One pasuk tells us Moshe Rabbeinu sent to teach us that they're all equal. Okay, the Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to all the Jews together. Before we also learned when they said Leinishta me be'er, we won't drink the water of the be'er. What they meant is, we'll even pay you for water. We won't drink from the well of Miriam. We're going to, like they sent before the messengers. Now Rashi says an interesting thing, that there's an argument here between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says, even though they were not commanded to open up with a nice, peaceful conversation, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it anyway. There's a famous argument between Rashi and Ramban and Rambam in this whole issue. We know by the seven nations, okay, there was a mitzvah to conquer the seven nations. There's an argument, can you first offer them peace or not? Rashi says no.
Why?
Rashi says in Chumash, but about the seven nations. You're not allowed to offer them peace treaty, the mitzvah was to kill them out, and that was it. The Rambam say, no, that even then, you were allowed to offer them. In other words, if the seven nations of Canaan said, you know what, take our land, we're leaving, you know, that would be fine. Rashi says, no, that wouldn't be fine. There was a mitzvah to go kill him. We find also by Mayav, and this is going to be answering in a few psukim, by Mayav the Torah says, Al-Tatzer es Mayav. You can't start up with Mayav. You're not allowed to start up with Mayav. Moab, the nation of Moab, because they helped the Jews and the Mashiach comes from there. There's a pasuk al Tatzer es Mayav, because Hashem said that land I promised to Lot's children, Lot and the two daughters. Remember in the cave, so one was Ammon and one became Moab. So these were, Hashem said, I'm giving them the land. It's not yours. Don't start up with it, and that's it. We'll see how it's relevant to Sichem and Oeg. So Hashem is saying, Rashi is saying, even though that Hashem is not asking him to make nice to them, but on their own, they did it. But to the other nations, like Rashi says, there's Mochemes Mitzvah and there's Mochemes Rishus. Mochemes Rishus is an optional war. Mochemes Mitzvah is a mitzvah that Hashem commands you to do. For instance, the seven nations of Canaan wasn't an optional war. In fact, the Rambam writes, in the days of David HaMelech, he wanted to conquer additional land that wasn't biblically part of Eretz Yisrael. So he did it. It was called Mechemes Rishus. Mechemes Mitzvah is a mitzvah that you must go fight. In fact, it's interesting, in Halacha it says Mechemes Mitzvah, you even take a chosen out of the chuppah. Away from the chuppah, you take the chosen to go fight in the war. Afilu chosen mechuppasei, you take out. Sichon and Og were not the nations that the Jews were obligated to conquer. It wasn't the mitzvah to conquer. It wasn't the seven nations of Canaan. So Rashi holds, because this is not a mitzvah war, this is only an optional war, as we'll soon see, the Jews offered Sichon to peace. You know, let us go through. We won't bother you. Sichon came out to fight, so they fought them. But Rashi holds in the seven nations, any Mechemes Mitzvah, there's no such thing as offering peace. You have to go fight them, and that's it. Ramban and Rambam also say that you could offer them peace even by the seven nations of Canaan. Okay. So now he says like this. We're going to... Another interesting answer, some of Farshim learn. Let's see who it is. The Yalkut Raveni says, before, when they came to one minute, before in Chumash they sent a messenger to, look at that ring, it's not working here. Remember before in Parshas Chukas, yeah? Not long ago. It says, right before Aaron passed away, Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to the king of Edom, let us go through. Edom came with a sword, ready to fight. Hashem said, no, you can't set up with them. You can't set up with Edom. It belongs to Esav. You can't set up with them. So they left. So some of Farshim learn, why over there does it say Vayishlach Moshe, and here it says Vayishlach Yisrael? So the some of Yalkut Raveni says like this. Edom was a very prominent king. The king of Edom was a very prominent king. And because he was a prominent king, it was only befitting that Moshe himself sent a messenger to him. Sichon wasn't such an important, he was very strong, but he wasn't such a choshev a king. So over there, the Jews were able to send. You know, you didn't need an official from the president himself. You could have from the government. So over here, this is how they answer the question also. Rashi says to teach us Moshe and Yisrael is the same thing. But some of us should learn that here, Sichon wasn't such an important king. Okay. So it says like this. V'leinasen Sichon es Yisrael aver begvulei. Sichon did not allow the Jews to go through his place. But yes, if Sichon is called Amei, Sichon gathered his own nation. But yet, Zilikras Yisrael Amidbara, they came to the desert where the Jews were. But Yavi Yotza, and they came to the city, to the area called Yotza. But Yilochem be Yisrael, and he started a war against the Jews. So over here, Sichon not only said no, again, but Sichon actually started the war. He came and he started. Later we'll learn that the Pasuk says, when they're praising the power of Sichon and Og, so they say that Sichon was such a powerful king, even if he didn't have a city like Cheshbon, which was a very fortified, strong city, nobody was able to conquer Sichon. The city of Cheshbon was such a fortified city, under a normal king, you couldn't conquer that city of Cheshbon. How much worse El Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, the superpower guy in a super powerful city, for sure nobody was able to conquer. So technically, Mefarshim say, Sichon could have stayed in the city and said no to the Jews. Because in a natural way, the Jews wouldn't be able to conquer it. It's impossible for anybody to conquer Sichon in a city of Cheshbon. So what did Hashem do? Hashem wanted the Jews to get the land of Sichon and Neg. So Hashem said, why should I bother the Jews to go fight through every city of Sichon, of Melchor HaMeiri? Hashem said, you know what, I'll make it easy for the Jews. Sichon came with his whole army, every kol army, all the men fighters, he came to the desert. They fought the Jews conquered them, and then they just walked into the land. Who was left in the land? Women and kids. No fighters. All the fighters went out. Hashem, in his infinite love to the Jewish people, said, you know what? Why do I have to make them fight in this city and that city and this? I'll make it easy. Sichon will go out, everybody together. He'll have all his army. The Jews will kill him, knock him out, and then they'll go conquer the city easily. That's why he didn't let them, and Hashem did that very simply. Now,
the rest of them surrendered without fighting, yeah?
There's only women and kids.
All the nation get
to it. Said, what is it? Look what it says. As kol amay.
Amay
means all his nation. That means all the fighters. That means all the men.
Mm. All the men were died because of that.
Well, they conquered them.
And what about the Jews? Nobody got hurt?
No. No.
God fight.
No. In all the wars, there was one war we learned that they captured one captive. So the Jews swore, if you give it to us, we'll take care of it. Whenever Hashem, you have after the Meraglim, when Hashem said you can't go up, and the Jews said, no, we're going to go up, Hashem said, don't. So over there they got killed. Wherever they went with Hashem, there was no there's no problems.
Did they actually get killed at that moment when they went?
Yeah. It says they got.
It says that they
were smitten.
They smote them till.
Yeah, that means they got killed. A lot of them, most of them got killed. Okay, so Sichon said no. Now, I'm going to talk a few things now as an introduction because it's coming up in the next psukim is like this. As we'll soon learn in the coming up psukim, that these lands were really belonging to Moav. And we know the pasuk says later that in Devarim it says Hashem said to Moshe ben Atatzer es Moav, don't stand up with Moav, ki levnei loit nesati Yerusha. But what happened over here is Sichon on his own went and conquered a lot of Moav. We're going to see it in the pasukim soon, and therefore the country was not Moav anymore, because now Sichon conquered it. So now that Sichon conquered it, so then the Jews were allowed to go conquer it, because it wasn't Moav anymore. And we're going to see the pasuk is going to describe certain psukim. We'll see that Sichon conquered it for Moav. And as we'll soon see, that Sichon tried conquering it for Moav, but he couldn't. Moav was too strong, even for Sichon. So he hired Bilam, and Bilam's father, Boaz, we'll soon see this, that they should go curse Moav, which they did, and the curses were very powerful. So Sichon was able to conquer the land from Moav, and then it became a mighty land instead of Moav land, and then the Jews were able to conquer it. Another interesting thing over here, the Medrash says, Sichon and Og were brothers. The Medrash says Sichon and Og were brothers. Not only were they brothers, but the Das Kenim Balatay is just a phenomenal thing. I mean, it's like mind-boggling. And he says that Sichon was also saved from the Mabul. Not only Og, but Sichon was also saved in the flood. Why? How? 1 minute. Why? Like this. If Sichon and Og were brothers, and Og, we will learn, we'll see later, was saved. Platim, he was saved from the Mabul. So he says like this: Aig was born before the Mabul, and his mother, Mrs. Aig Sr., was pregnant with Sichain during the Mabul. V'holcha v'nisas le'echad mibnei Noach. And she married one of Noach's kids. Doesn't say which one. V'kvahoysim muberes, from those bnei alakim, those angels that made them all pregnant. V'neilat sichin b'teva. This is what he says. Sichin was born in the teva.
Wasn't Og born in the teva?
Yeah. Yes. But sichin was a bey. He was born in the teva. She was pregnant before the teva. This is what he says here. I'm reading Hebrew.
Who's the wife?
None of the
other. Og's mother married one of Noach's kids.
Oh, really?
Doesn't say which one. Mistamacham. Probably.
The drunk and the.
Okay, but anyway, but that's. Okay, now that we have this, let's continue. Pasuk of Dalit. So Pasuk of Dalit says, Vayakei Yisrael lefichorev, the Jews smote them with the edge of a sword. Vayirish Esarte, they inherited the land from Arnein until Yadbaik. These are different places. Ad B'nei Amin, until this place of Arnein. Ki Az Gvul B'nei Amin, because Az is the boundary of B'nai Amin. Or like some of Farshim learn, in the English, this is based on Rashi also, Ki Az Gvul B'nai Amin, because the border of Amin was very strong. Az is not a name of a place. Az means Oiz, very strong. Because they, until B'nai Amin, Ki Az Gvul B'nai Amin, the boundary was very, very strong. And therefore Hashem told them, don't set up with Moav and Amin and all that. But the Jews conquered Sichin completely, and they conquered all of his land that Sichin had, the Jews got. The Jews inherited the land. The Jews took all these cities. They lived in all these lands, the cities of the Hameri, Becheshbin of Chol B'nai Sel. In Cheshbin, in all the suburbs, all the areas around.
What is it right now?
What is it now? This. Basically, what they say over here is, it's the tributary Jordan flows in between Kinneret and the Dead Sea, and Arnon flows into the Dead Sea. So it's Mamish on the other side of the Jordan, the last place right to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that eventually B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven got.
That's the same one.
This is the land they got, Eved HaYarden, what the Jews conquered from Sichin and Aig. So right now, the Jews settled there. All the Jews settled there. And then later, it was given over to B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. And he says why. The Pasuk says like this. Ki Cheshbon, because the city of Cheshbon, Ir Sichin Melech HaMarihi, is the city of Sichin, the king of Amari. V'hu Nilcham, and he had a war, B'melech Moav Arishin, with the first king of Moav. V'yikach has kol Arza Miyad, and he took, this is exactly what we said before. Sichin fought against Moav, took all the land from Moav, ad Arnein, until Arnein. Right? And therefore, it didn't belong to Moav anymore, it belonged to Amayri Sichin, and therefore, the Jews were able to conquer it. Now, just interesting, is brought down that the word Amari, okay, Sichin was the king of Amari. Amari refers, is the same letters as the word Ramai. You switch around the letters of Amari, without the ha. Amari is the same letters as Ramai, which in a certain level he speaks, like Yaakov Avinu said earlier in Chumash, Ashelakachti miyado amedu, when he gave Yosef the city of Shechem. He said that I took miyado amedi from the nation of amedi Becharbi ubekashti, with my sword and my bow. So in Kabbalah it says that the inyan of Amiri is Amira, talking, right? That basically refers to the concept of davening. Amiri means to talk, right? You can't daven with the just looking. You have to say the words to be yetzer davening. So Amiri refers to davening, Amira, and the purpose of davening is to conquer the yetzer hara that's called the Ramai, the swindler. He wants to cheat a Jew out of his Yiddishkeit. He says, don't do this, don't... What?
I like that.
You do like it. I'll tell you a little secret, but don't tell anybody. I didn't make it up.
But
don't tell anybody. Yeah, but it's more than that. I mean, not relevant here, but while we're on it. What does Yaakov Avinu say? Every word in Chumash is exact. Every word in Chumash is a lesson. It's not a storybook. It says in the Chumash that he conquered Shechem, miyad ha'emeri, becharbi ubekashti, with my sword and my bow. Right? Now, what does that mean? In a practical level for a Jew, for you and I, for all of us, what does this mean in a practical level? Emeri, like we said, refers to the Ramai, to the liar, the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara needs to be conquered. Now, in battle, there's two types of battle. Sword. You have sword battle, and you have bow and arrow. Or in today's language, you press a button and a bomb flies, okay? Which is the more common level today. Fighting the Yetzer Hara could be done in one of two ways, spiritually. You could do it with a sword, and you could do it from a long distance, from the distance. Meaning, one way is when you're there's a bodily contact between the two enemies is when you fight with a sword. Okay, your mom is touching each other.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Correct. That refers, in Kabbalah it says, to the concept of davening. I'll explain in a second. Kashti, which is your throat is through the bow, and therefore you're not coming direct contact with the Yetzer Hara, but you're doing it from the distance. That's the concept of learning Torah. Davening is a hand-to-hand combat against the Yetzer Hara, and Torah is long distance. In other words, by bringing down the Kedusha of learning, you're not fighting directly the Yetzer Hara, which we'll soon learn is davening. You're just bringing Kedusha, and automatically the Yetzer Hara from the distance is getting weakened. But the whole concept of Avodah, Tefillah, is connection and binding. You're talking directly to the Yetzer Hara, and you're telling the Yetzer Hara, look how great God is. Look how great the Malachim are. And you come from the Malachim. You know all the steps of davening that we learned in many different times. So Charbi refers to the Avodah of Tefillah, and Kashti refers to the level of the long distance, meaning learning Torah. This Sichem was also the king of Amiri. Right? That he's Mesichem Echel Amiri. So the Jews conquered the Amiri, meaning they conquered this level of evil and transformed it into a level of Kedusha by making it a part of Eretz Yisrael. But the whole concept of Amiri, the nation of Amiri, refers to the Ramai. Right? And therefore in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say about Lavan. Yeah? Bikish, Ma Bikish Lavan Ho Arami Lasis Liyakov Avinu. Right? Again, he's also called Lavan Ho Arami. Not only from Aram, but Aramai. Then he was a liar. The same thing, that's all the concepts of evil that wanted to destroy, like Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov, in a spiritual sense. The Yetzer Hara trying to destroy Kedusha. The Sichem trying to destroy, I mean, these are all the same concept of evil, which is the concept of Meiri, Ramai, and the Jews have to destroy it by hand-to-hand combat, meaning Tefillah, and by learning Torah. Anyway, that's a side thing. Okay. Al-Kein Yemur HaMeshlim, and therefore the Meshlim, the people that give Meshalim, how does it say it here? The poets would say, And who are these poets? So Rashi says, Bilam Ube'erd. Rashi quotes a Medrash Tanchuma that says, the poets that sang this praise, and by the way, we're going to learn, the Medrash says, this is the curse that Bilam gave to Moav, and that allowed Sichon to conquer Moav. Because otherwise it was too powerful to conquer it. It was only through the Meishlim. When Sichon saw that he can't conquer Moav, okay, to get this land, so he hired Bilam, and Bilam was the son of Be'er, Bilam ben Be'er, right? This is next part. He called Bilam ben Be'er. Be'er was also a witchcrafter like Bilam, the same type of guy like Bilam.
His dad was himself.
And Bilam, Targum Yenison ben Azil says, was actually Lavan's grandson.
Bilam. Lavan's grandson?
Yeah. When it says, it's in this coming, not in him. Yeah.
How old they are?
One second. Says, here.
200 years?
Yenison ben Azil says even more.
200 years old?
Oh, it's no big deal. I'll explain in a second. The guys lived that long. In the pasuk of next week's Parsha Balak, it says like this: Vayishlach Malachim el Bilam ben Be'erd. He sent messengers to Bilam ben Be'erd. So Targum Yenison ben Uzziel, and this pasuk in Balak says, Veshadad Inziganim, he sent messengers, Levas Lovan Ha'adami Hu Bilam. Another Medrash says that Bilam was the grandson of Lavan, or a descendant of Lavan. Targum Yenison ben Uzziel actually says that he was his himself. Huh? No, Lavan and Bilam were the same guy. I didn't say again. Don't tell anybody. But Targum Yenison ben Uzziel says, Levas Lavan, he sent messengers to Lavan Ha'adami, Hu Bilam. You know, Hu Bilam means he is Bilam. That's what it means. That's what he wants from me. That's what he says. They have the same thing against the Jewish people. And then obviously then Be'erd, because Lavan's father was Besuel. So how does he get Lavan ben Bilam ben Be'erd? Whatever, I don't know. The way the Midrashim work. He says clearly, Lavan is Bilam.
Bilam is Lavan. Well, Lavan came first in the story, and then came Bilam, and then he's the same guy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Why is it amazing? Pinchas and Eliyahu is not the same guy.
No, it's is a reincarnation. Is
that no, the, same Pin, guy? The simple meaning Pinchas and Eliyahu is the same guy. No, but you have that in Chumash, so you have.
How old was he?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm saying, is Lavan actually a Bilam of reincarnation of Lavan?
Here, the Targum Yenison ben Uzziel says.
How old is the egg?
It's not that old. How old is the egg now?
I'm not certain. He was old. Noah. But at the time,
from the time of Noach, the flood.
Yeah, but at the time of Noach, that was people who lived 120 around that time.
Egg was killed in Chodesh Elul. We're going to see some. In Chodesh Elul, the Medrash says, in the year 2448 was Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is 40 years later. The year 2488.
Yeah, but what was Noah?
Nayach, I'll tell you when Nayach was. No, here it's in this, they have a chart. They have a chart in this Chumash. Here, the 70 nations. No, this one has it too. Here, Noach died in the year 2006 after creation.
Okay,
and this is 2004. Okay, but 1 minute. The flood, you have to make a chesed like this. The flood was in the 500 years old was Noach, right?
Yeah.
No, it was 120 years. So his Noach was 620 years old when the flood happened. And he lived 330 years later, okay? So 300 years plus 300 years, and then from 2006 to 2448 is another 240 years plus 420 years plus, so 700 years he was alive, like, until Moshe Rabbeinu killed him here. And that, it doesn't say when he was born.
Yeah,
you know.
Can we put Lavan in the same category as Og? Og was like before.
But Lavan lived much later after Noach.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why did Avram Avinu only live to 120?
175.
Yeah, I thought after Sarah or something like that, you weren't supposed to live at more than 120
years. No.
Sarah was
120
for that.
According to one opinion, Yishai lived, Rashi brings it down, but there's two versions in Rashi. One opinion says Yishai lived 80 years, another opinion says Yishai, David HaMelech's father, lived 400 years. Mordechai HaTzadik, they bring down, also lived close to 400 years. According to one opinion, Rav of the Gemara, who was Rabab of the Tana, also lived close to 400 years.
Sarah Bat
Asher, yeah. Sarah Bat Asher Bechal is still going,
yeah.
Wherever she is. Yeah. No, I'm saying it's not uncommon. Okay. Anyway, Alkein Yemen Ameshlim Beru Cheshben Tibane V'Sikain, and therefore the poet said the following: Come to Cheshben, let it be built and establish the city of Sichin. Ki Eish Shatzim Mecheshben, the fires come forth from Cheshben. Lahova flame Mikiyas Chit Sichin, from the city of Sichin. Ochla Ormayov, this is what they're saying. This is the curse that Bilam and Be'er are giving to Mayav. So he said, a fire comes out of Sichin, okay? It's consuming the height of the Or of Mayav. Bali Bomis Amid, the master of Anon Heights. Eilucha Mayav, woe is to you, Mayav. Avadu Ta'am Kamesh, you lost the people of Kamesh. Nasam Banif Platim, you made his son fugitives, Ubnaisa Bashvis and his daughters captives, Lesichin Melchamei, Lemelchamei Sichin, to the king of Amei Sichin. In other words, this is the curse that the Meshlim, Bilam and his father Be'er, are cursing Moav, that the fire is coming out from Sichin, is going to consume you, and your sons will be refugees, and your daughters will be captives, Vanidam. Over Cheshbon, the sovereignty over Cheshbon was lost. Ad Divin, until it was removed from Divin, v'nashim ad Nefach, and we laid waste to Nefach, asher ad Medva, until the city, which reached all the way to Medva. So the Medrash says, it's Poshit, what they did to this, to curse the city of Zdain, and of Mayav, and therefore, this was all the conquering. This is what he says. Now, there's another interpretation over here. The Me'amleyes brings down another beautiful interpretation of this pasuk. And he says like this. Alkein Yoimur HaMeishnim, this all refers to Tzadikim. Tzadikim are called Meishlim. Why? Meshlim means poets, but Moshel means the ones that control. Moshel, right? Memshala. Alkein Yemu HaMeshlim, the Tzadikim, who control the Yetzahara, say the following. Boyu Cheshbon. Let's make a Cheshbon. Does it pay to sin, or doesn't it pay to sin? Look at what we're going to gain, and look at what we're going to lose by it. So this is what he says, Tibane v'sikein in ir sichein, as long as it doesn't come to the sayir b'midbar, means the donkeys in the desert. Basically, it's a whole long Megillah, but they explain that the Meshim, the Tzadikim that control the Yetzer Hara, their cheshbon is Baal cheshbon. Let's make a cheshbon, like it says in Pirkei Avos, you have to weigh Schar mitzvah for the Aveda for the reward of the mitzvah, what you gain by each one. So this is the punchline of a tzaddik, is the ones that control the Yetzer Hara, they come along and say, let's make a reckoning what we're going to gain by doing mitzvahs versus what we're not going to gain by doing mitzvahs. And the same thing with Aveiros, what we're going to lose by doing an Aveira versus what we're not going to lose by doing an Aveira. And therefore it refers to the whole concept of Kedusha. Okay, now it says an interesting thing. The Yishlach Meshul L'Ragolus Yazid, Meshul Rabbeinu sent spies to check out the land of Yazid, V'yilkud U'B'nei Yisrael, and then the spies themselves conquered the land, V'yedish HaSa'amedi Asher Shom. After they killed Sichon and Og, there was one more city called Yazid left. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? Let's spy it out. He sent, what did he send? So again, Targum Yainasin says, who did Moshe Rabbeinu send? Again, a very interesting thing. It says like this. The Shada Mesha, two spies. Who are the two spies? Kalev and Pinchas. Targum Yainas and Ben Uzziel says, who were the spies that Mesha Rabbeinu sent to you? And not only did they spy, they said to themselves like this, we're not going to be like the old spies. We're going to not only spy it out, we're going to conquer. So Kalev and Pinchas themselves killed out the whole city and conquered it for the Jews.
That's more than being a spy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Moshe Rabbeinu sent L'Ragalus Yazir to spy it out, that Yilkudu B'nei Yisrael, and they conquered it. And don't forget, it's interesting to note, Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet. Pinchas was not a Kohen until the end of Parshas Balak, when he killed Zimri. That's when he became a Kohen. So Pinchas was allowed to kill people because he wasn't a Kohen. He could become Tomei. So it wasn't the problem. But the two spies Moshe sent was Kalev and Pinchas. Not even Yeshua. He said Kalev and Pinchas. Vayifnu vayalu derech haboshen. So now they turned and they went to the next place. Boshen.
Well, whose opinion, where is it written that it was Kalev and Pinchas?
Targum Yenis and Ben Uzziel. Yenis and Ben Uzziel, by the way, just I know everybody goes to his grave in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Yenis and Ben Uzziel was the greatest student of Hillel. You know, there's this guy called Hillel. I don't mean the school here. There was okay.
I hope so.
Hillel, you're talking about Hillel lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says. Hillel was from the first generation. And the Gemara says in Sukkah that Hillel had 60 Talmidim. The greatest was Yenis and Ben Uzziel. And the lowest, believe it or not, was Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai. He was the lowest of the 60. He was the 60th. And the Gemara in Sukkah, it's a famous Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Yenis and Ben Uzziel was so great, that it's not Targum Unklus, by the way. Targum Unklus is from Unklus. And Targum Yenis and Ben Uzziel. Yenis and Ben Uzziel, when he learned Torah, any bird that flew overhead got burnt. From the Kedusha of learning. He wrote a Pirush on Chumash and Nevi'im. And he came to write on Daniel, which alludes to the coming of Mashiach, the Tzukim Daniel that refer about the coming of Mashiach. So the Gemara says, a voice came out from heaven and said, don't you dare write. I don't want the secrets of Mashiach revealed yet. So you have Targum Yenison, he's not called Rabbi Yenison, he's called Yenison Ben Uzziel, but he was the greatest student of Hillel.
Where is his
kever? In Eretz Yisrael, I don't ask the Israelis.
Where?
As we go for Shaduchim.
Shaduchim, right.
Yeah.
It works.
You did go.
My wife and I went in the same year separately, obviously. We didn't meet each other, we both got married the same year. We both went that same year.
So obviously it worked. It worked.
It worked.
Okay, we're just done. Vayefna vayalu derech haboshen. They went to Boshen. And the Boshen, they didn't even offer anything by Sichon. The Jews offered something. Not even. Vayetze eg malach haboshen nekrosam. Hu v'chol amay l'molchom edrei. The whole nation came out, to come. They didn't even wait for the Jews. So the Mefarshim asks Tam an interesting question. He says like this. This is what he brings down from the Medrash. The Memleis brings down from the Medrash Rabbah. Okay? B'chedesh Elul, in the 40th year of the Yidden, they fought with Melchisichim. B'tishrei b'matzoi Sukkis was the battle with Oig. And he brings down that there's no question that in the Schus of Shafer, Lulav, and Sukkah, they conquered Oig. They conquered Oig in the schus of doing all the mitzvahs of Tishrei. So Elul, they conquered Sichin in the 40th year. In Tishrei, they conquered Oig. And don't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive until Zayin Adar. Until the 7th of Adar. And then, in Pesach, they went over across the yard in Eretz Yisrael. So just to get the historical facts, this happened in the year 2488 after creation. This battle with Sichin and Oig. Okay, we'll continue next time about... No, this...